Hello, I'm Roisin Hasty with the BBC News. The 2024 Paris Olympic Games have officially ended with a spectacular closing ceremony. In his closing speech, the president of the International Olympic Committee, Thomas Bach, stressed that in a divided world, the Olympics had inspired a culture of peace. The Olympic flag was handed over to the mayor of Los Angeles, where the Games will be held in 4 years' time. Miriam Mashiri is in Paris.
The Olympic flag was passed from the mayor of France, Anne Hidalgo, to the mayor of Los Angeles. We were promised potentially a bit of Hollywood glamour, and we got it in the end with Tom Cruise. He literally sailed into the Stade de France from on high. He picked up the Olympic flag from the Los Angeles mayor. He rode a motorcycle out of the stadium. He got onto an aeroplane. He got up in the sky. He jumped out of the aeroplane onto the ground in Los Angeles, up on the Hollywood Hills, and he marked the Hollywood Hills sign with the Olympic sign.
Residents of Sumy in northern Ukraine are reporting a flow of personnel carriers, tanks and supply trucks on their way to the Russian region of Kursk, where a Ukrainian incursion is now in its sixth day. Moscow has acknowledged its military has encountered Ukrainian units 30 kilometres inside Russia, but says it's blocked their advance. Russian state media say the main fire at the Zaporizhia nuclear plant in Ukraine has been extinguished. The UN's nuclear agency, the IAEA, said there'd been no reported impact on nuclear safety following the fires, but asked to visit the scenes to determine what had caused them. Bethany Bell reports.
In a post on social media, the IAEA says its experts stationed at Zaporizhia had seen strong dark smoke coming from the plant's northern area following explosions. It said no impact had been reported for nuclear safety. Russia has blamed the incident on Ukraine, saying there'd been a drone attack on one of the plant's cooling towers. But Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, has denied this. He said the Russian forces controlling the plant started a fire.
The US President Joe Biden has stressed Donald Trump must be defeated for the US to maintain its democracy. Mr. Biden was speaking in his first television interview since pulling out of the race, which was recorded several days earlier but broadcast on Sunday.
The critical issue for me still is not a joke, maintaining this democracy. But I thought it was important because although it's a great honor being president, I think I have an obligation to the country to do the most important thing we can do, and that is we must defeat Trump.
He said he'd stepped aside because he was becoming a distraction to achieving this. World News from the BBC. The opposition leader in Venezuela, Maria Corina Machado, has called for nationwide and worldwide protests on Saturday to support the opposition's claim of victory in the presidential elections 2 weeks ago. President Nicolas Maduro was declared the winner by the government-controlled Electoral Commission amid allegations of fraud. Our America's regional editor, Leonardo Rocha, reports.
It's crucial for the Venezuelan opposition to keep their fight for the annulment of the electoral result in the public eye. The Biden administration is trying to find a diplomatic solution to the dispute, which has already led to a number of deaths and the arrest of more than 1,000 opposition activists. The Wall Street Journal says the U.S. has offered to lift drug trafficking charges against Mr. Maduro and senior figures in his government in exchange for a peaceful transition before the end of his current term in January.
Thousands of people in towns and villages outside the Greek capital Athens have been ordered to move to safer areas as wildfires are raging in the area. Dozens of fires have broken out since Saturday, fanned by gale-force winds and hot weather. Parts of the capital are clouded in smoke from a new fire that broke out on Sunday. Tropical storm Maria has caused severe disruptions in northeastern Japan. Dozens of flights and trains were cancelled in anticipation of the storm making landfall on Monday morning. Forecasters have warned some areas could receive more than a full month's average rainfall. Residents have been told to be ready to evacuate because of potential landslides and flooding. A pilot in Australia has died after his helicopter crashed into the roof of a hotel in the northern city of Cairns. Two people staying at the hotel, a man and a woman, were taken to hospital in a stable condition. Australian media say two of the helicopter's rotor blades came off, with one of them landing in the hotel pool. BBC News.